While the G8 is normally considered an economic summit, this year's gathering at a resort in Northern Ireland will address the bloodshed in Syria and whether 8 of the world's most influential countries can stop it. Russian President Vladimir Putin is the only G8 leader who supports Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He's seen as the key to any G8 agreement on Syria, according to Scheherazade Rehman, the director of Europe Studies at George Washington University.
Putin loves this kind of stuff. He is the center of attention at this particular juncture. He knows that without him, no peace deal can be brokered with Assad.
Presidents Obama and Putin will meet separately at the G8, and Syria will likely be the main topic there too, says James Goldgeier, dean of the American University School of International Service.
The best that probably could be hoped for is again a push for an international conference at which the different parties in the Syrian conflict would actually attend. And whether or not they can achieve that or whether or not events on the ground are preventing that from happening remains to be seen.
However, Goldgeier believes the U.S. and Russian presidents can work together on some other issues.
They both have a strong interest in counterterrorism. I think both sides have an interest in seeing that Iran does not develop nuclear weapons. They have an interest in trying to help defuse the situation on the Korean Peninsula.
While in Northern Ireland, Mr. Obama also wants to push forward talks toward a major U.S.-European Union free trade agreement, which could boost jobs and growth by eliminating tariffs and other barriers. The president is likely to be confronted with the issue of U.S. government surveillance, both at the summit and when he meets with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin later in the week. Scheherazade Rehman says the issue might complicate their meeting.
NSA had put that program in place to spy on Middle East intelligence. It has now since come out that this has been, you know, in Europe and in particularly in Germany as well. And the German public are a bit of an uproar about this, rightly so, because they believe that the U.S. is infringing on basic civil rights, not only in the U.S., but it's extending to the rest of Western Europe now.
Mr. Obama will also speak at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate, near where he addressed an estimated 200,000 people during his 2008 presidential campaign. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.